The Noob Corner, a bonus show for beginners on the Block Party Network with the host who is a penny pincher, Holy Bookworm!
Hello everyone and welcome to The Noob Corner. I am your host, Holy Bookworm. Yes, I am a penny pincher. That's my kind of copper. Because today we're talking about copper in Minecraft. I like pennies in the real world. They're fun. Costs more to make a penny than it is for the cost of a penny, ironically. Copper in Minecraft. I hope you guys are excited. Let's dig in. So you find copper by digging into the underground. You don't find it above ground. You have to dig down into the underground to find copper. First important point. You can find it most in dripstone caves and under beaches, but let's be honest, it actually can be found like everywhere. You can like just dig down and you can just find it. It's very easily findable. You don't have to go too far to, you know, find it. It's a block that has brown and green mixed into the stone block. So it's not just one color or two colors. Like when you have coal, you have black and then like the gray of the stone. This has multiple colors, which makes it easy to decipher. You need a stone pickaxe or higher in order to mine it. So you can't use your hand to mine it and you can't use your basic wood tools. You need to have higher end tools to get the copper. That's important. You then take the raw copper after you mine it and you smelt it and you make it into copper ingots, which then can be used for items such as a lightning rod, spyglass, or a block of copper. Very exciting stuff there. Over time, copper can oxidize. So just like if you leave things outside in the real world and they rust, you get oxidization in copper. It kind of turns in, it goes from being a pretty orangey-like color to like this blue-greenish color. It's really weird, but it's really pretty at the same time. It's kind of an odd mixture. But it's really cool because then you can use that to enhance your builds and make them look different because of the fact that it oxidizes. Little C, who was on last week, actually does this intentionally and will use copper to allow it to oxidize so then it creates the look he's looking for in his build. So that's a really good use for it that a lot of people don't think about. You can prevent oxidization of the copper by using honeycomb in order to wax the copper and thereby kind of creating like a barrier on the copper so that it wouldn't oxidize. You can kind of like stop the process. But let's say you do that and then you decide you want to undo your barrier. You can unwax it by using an axe. I had to say that intentionally because unwax by using an axe came out kind of weird. Copper is a very cool little ore. It's fun. It's easy to find. And it's just one of those things that in Minecraft, I think it's just a fun little extra. Now, my favorite thing about copper in Minecraft is the fact that it is easy to decipher what it is by looking directly at the ore block. I can't tell you, even though I've been playing Minecraft for a number of years, though I'm a very casual player and still considered a noob, I still get flustered at telling the difference between certain blocks in Minecraft. I still get flustered between the different kinds of stone and all that stuff. Like, I can tell gravel. Gravel's the only one I can usually tell, and cobblestone. But still, a lot of the stones I have to really look at sometimes to really see what it is. But with copper, it's a very evident block because it has the multiple colors in it. It's not like the other ores. And I think that's, to me, what makes copper so cool is the fact that it's not like any of the other ores that you find in Minecraft. It's very distinct. It's very different. And I think that's what makes it cool. Now, I wish you could actually do more with Minecraft in Minecraft with copper. I don't know what else you could do with it. But I would like to see copper used more frequently in Minecraft, that they'd come up with more things for you to utilize with it, because it is something that you can find enough of that you can get a lot of copper fairly easily. So I think there should be more purposes for copper. What do you think? Let's write Mojang, people, and let's get more purposes for copper. You with me? All right, my friends, it is now time for everyone's favoritest part of the Noob Corner. I know I like to think that you come here to listen to me and all my tips, but that's not true. You're here for this part. Holy Bookworm's pun of the week. I rescued a cow from a slaughterhouse. I named him Jake from Steak Farm. Steak Farm, because it's a cow steak. Got it? Well deserved. All right, thank you guys so much for being here. Don't forget to check out theblockpartymc.com for more Minecraft-related content, including how you can support us and all the other things you can find there. We thank you for being part of this broadcast. Now, make sure you go and play some Minecraft.